Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I'm here to share a travel story with you that didn't quite go according to plan. Last year, my best friend and I flew over to New Zealand for a month-long holiday. We had rented a camper van and were driving around the spectacular South Island, taking in the scenery. About midway through the trip, we decided to spend the afternoon exploring a rather famous national park on the coast. I'd actually wanted to visit a wildlife reserve that day, but we didn't have enough time before sunset.
The coastline there is stunning but rugged. We were clambering over some massive boulders near the water to get a better view of the ocean. I was trying to get a good shot of a seal we'd spotted. I was so focused on holding my camera steady that I wasn't really looking at where I was putting my feet. I should have been using my walking stick to check my balance, but it was still in my backpack.
The rocks were quite treacherous in places because of the changing tides. I managed to avoid a patch of loose stones which looked dangerous, but then I stepped right onto some wet seaweed and my foot just slipped right out from under me.
I fell awkwardly down the side of the rock and instantly felt this incredible, sharp pain in my left foot. My friend rushed over and thought I had just suffered a minor sprain, but I knew straight away it was worse than that. I simply couldn't put any weight on it at all.
Because we were quite far from the road and down a steep bank, getting back to the camper van was a nightmare. A passerby kindly offered to call for an ambulance, but due to the difficult terrain, the emergency services actually had to send a rescue helicopter to winch me out and get me to safety. It was quite an embarrassing experience, to be honest.
I was flown directly to the emergency department at a hospital in Christchurch, which is the largest city on the South Island. I was worried they'd ask for my travel insurance documents right away before treating me, but the receptionist only needed to see my passport to register me in the medical system as a tourist.
The medical staff there were absolutely brilliant. The doctor initially suspected a torn ligament, which sounded awful and takes months to heal. However, after sending me for an X-ray, she confirmed that I had actually fractured two small bones in my foot.
I was quite upset, as I assumed I'd end up with a heavy plaster cast on my leg, which I really wasn't looking forward to lugging around. Fortunately, the treatment for this kind of injury has evolved, and instead I was fitted with a special boot that I could even take off when I went to bed. It was surprisingly comfortable.
Of course, this completely ruined our plans for mountain hiking. We had to completely rethink our itinerary for the final week. We skipped the hiking trails and spent the next few days in a local museum instead, which turned out to be unexpectedly fascinating, despite my initial disappointment.
Looking back, I learned a valuable lesson from the whole ordeal. I used to think a comprehensive first aid kit was the most important thing to pack for an adventure trip like this. Now I realise that having decent travel insurance is absolutely the most vital thing you can have. Without that, that helicopter ride and hospital visit would have cost me a fortune.